Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
That's right. 532, Sunny 101.5. Welcome to the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. It's nice having you here. And we're going to play What's Wrong and Name That Tune later on this morning. This half hour, relive the tough love question from yesterday. And weather-wise, think you're going to be happy. I think you're going to like mostly sunny skies in the high 62. It's 32 right now, though. Here we go. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right. Well, let's find out what is good about...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I've always said we're not a fish family. You know,
you're
we have two golden retrievers, we have two hamsters, we have a guinea pig. My daughters have always wanted a fish, and I'm like, we're at full pet capacity. We are good.
So you're just talking like small bowl with just one...
Yeah, with a goldfish. And I'm just, yeah. I've always said no. Okay, we're good. So then the school...
Part of the carp family. It really is just a carp, but...
School fun fair happens.
So is a koi. I love koi fish.
And London plays repeatedly this game where you can win a goldfish.
Oh.
She doesn't win one, but a little girl in line with her several times feels so bad for her that she gives her hers that she won.
Wow.
Okay, so how sweet is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, great. So there we have it. We become a fish family.
Does it have a name?
So a couple days later, fish dies.
Okay. Oh, the fish died.
We felt really bad, like so bad, she had spent her own money on a couple plants, and she was very excited. They were both excited. So, you know, we're like, okay, well, we've already been there. We've already become a fish family. Let's buy another fish. So
off to the store.
She's so excited. London picks what she names Cheeto. Little white Oranda goldfish, little puffy face, very cute. I mean, if a fish can be cute, this one's cute. Okay. So, you know, a couple days go by and
Cheeto not feeling too good.
Well, no, then we even get him a little aquarium because the cleaning, oh my gosh, it's constant.
Well, yeah.
So we get him this little, like very small aquarium. And then suddenly I'm on a run the other night and I get the call. My fish, I don't think he's going to make it, Mom. I think he's dying. I really think he's dying. And I go flying home. And yeah, sure enough, like he's kind of floating a little.
Yeah, it's not doing too well.
Yeah, you know, it looks like he has indigestion. He's gasping for air. And so we're, you know.
Well, he's underwater. It is kind of.
Well, no, he was on top of the water.
Oh, he's on top of the water.
So, you know, we're on the internet trying to figure out what to do. And we find, you know, hey, put him in warmer water. And blah, blah, blah. So we do all that. So Cheeto makes it. Okay. So we're like, woo. You know, so there we have a little lamp set up over the aquarium.
Put in filtered water, right?
Yeah, well, we had treated water, yes. So we thought we were in the clear. I was feeling pretty good about myself as a fish owner.
Cheeto was happy.
Right. And then yesterday, you know, we get home from Girls on the Run practice and London's like, Mom, Cheeto has little white spots on him.
Oh, I know what that is.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this fish is... okay, honey. And I'm looking on my phone. Like, what is it? I couldn't figure it out. I'm like... I don't know. Let's go to the pet store. So we go to PetSmart and I tell the salesperson, I managed to keep two kids, two dogs, two hamsters and a guinea pig alive. And I'm struggling with the darn goldfish. Is it just me?
So, I know what it is.
So he said it was ick.
Ick.
And
a great
the fish,
name, isn't it?
The fish probably got stressed out when he was, you know, indigestioning or stressed or something the night before.
Your water might have been too warm. I think water temperature will do it, too.
The warmer water seemed to really help him. Yeah, I mean, that's what saved first night. But then he got ick. So I bought the ick treatment, and he seems to be doing better.
Ick treatment's good. So
Cheeto is still with us.
That's good. Well,
we are now a fish family still. I mean, we're, I don't know, a week in, maybe?
That's great.
Oh, my.
Cheeto.
like the name. I do too.
I really do too.
Thank you to that salesperson at PetSmart for helping me. And I didn't realize you were my pet expert. So
yeah.
Well, or my fish expert.
Well, I've had fish for a long time. But I'm glad to hear that everything's well with Cheeto.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Another piece of advice with goldfish: don't put the bowl on the toilet, because they see that and they get a little freaked out.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
Here's our scandal correspondent.
Oh, you make it sound so icky.
No,
that'd be our word of the day. My fish had ick.
Yes. But
oh,
it's getting better.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Absolutely. Well, a Manhattan-based jeweler is suing Sarah Jessica Parker for essentially killing their company. Kat Florence Design Limited says the Sex and the City actress signed this $7.5 million deal with them back in October of 2015 to promote their Sarah Jessica Parker Flawless Diamond Collection.
Yeah.
But they say she didn't even go to the store's launch because she was too busy with her new HBO show Divorce and her perfume brand. And the company says she also just refused to fulfill her obligation to do interviews to promote the line and wouldn't even follow the jeweler on Instagram. In the lawsuit, they're blaming Parker for the loss of the line and damaging the jeweler's reputation. Parker's already been paid $3.5 million, and she says she has fulfilled all of her obligations.
She has, huh?
Well, it's good money if you can get it, huh?
No kidding.
Gosh. I actually thought she was such a nice person, but I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
Only one side of the story, so there you go.
One side of the story, we have no idea.
Well, Lance Bass claims that he talks every day to his former NSYNC bandmates, and it's not because they're planning a reunion. They're actually releasing a clothing line together.
Oh, really?
So he says they're always talking and approving pictures, and Bass says, you know, we all think we're Marc Jacobs, but we're not. So it's taken us a full year to come up with this collection, and they're going to release it at the end of April, the same day NSYNC gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh.
Well, it has been 2 weeks since Tristan Thompson's cheating scandal broke, and ET is reporting that he and Khloé are still not in a good place. You don't say. Sources say they may not even continue as a couple, but Khloé is taking some time to enjoy being a new mom before deciding the future relationship.
You have to admit, it was not the best timing.
Oh, like worst timing ever? I mean, there's never a good time for that, but man, like,
no,
48 hours before,
right,
giving birth to his child? Yikes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, her sister, Kim, appeared to be scolding her husband, Kanye West, after he posted a picture of their home on Twitter yesterday. She tweeted, babe, we had a rule to not show our home on social media.
But she did start it with babe, right?
Right. Okay. So can we now allow keeping up with the Kardashians filming in the home? The photos in question show these, you know, arch ceilings, super long hallways, a headless mannequin, and every surface is a muted shade of white.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It's just, I don't know. That whole, it just looks very impersonal. I mean, I wouldn't take it. I'm not kidding. It's a $60 million home, and it just looks... But anyway, in a later tweet, Kim clarified that she was only faking being mad at her hubby, adding, relax, I'm joking.
Okay.
Well, speaking of millions, Megyn Kelly's paycheck for Megyn Kelly today is so big. This surprised me. She makes more than Al Roker and Tamron Hall combined.
Wow.
Al Roker has been there forever.
He's been there a long time, man.
Wow. Now, despite the ratings for her new daytime talk show going down 18% since last year, she is still making $23 million a year, a 3-year contract.
And she also has a higher budget. The Today Show has a higher budget that gig with her expenses on the show, including her stylist and publicist.
Mm-hmm.
NBC also reportedly spent $10 million redesigning the studio they rent for
her
show.
Yeah, we had cutbacks at the beginning of the year of this show. We had to get rid of our stylist. I really miss our stylist, but
yeah, clearly, you do. It's very obvious you two both miss the stylist.
Right? Yeah, I haven't been. And if the stylist is Jack using his electric razor when I walk into the studio in the morning, then
that's the stylist.
Oh my gosh!
Right there.
All righty, you guys ready for the birthday game? Yeah. Carol Burnett is celebrating a birthday.
Wow.
I'm going to say 80. 87.
I know what's going to happen. I'm going to say 89, but she's going to be 88.
And she is?
85.
She's 85. Right. Okay.
Jordana Brewster.
I'm going to say 41.
38.
You're going to say 30.
38. Good job. And Jason Earl.
40.
41.
And?
41.
Yeah.
Nice.
Advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, I know a lot of people have problem with this. Let's see what Siri has to say about it. Here we go. Siri, why can't I get any extra sleep on the weekends?
It's hard to sleep in on the weekend because the world tries to sabotage your happiness on the weekends and doesn't want you to be happy. Ha 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 ha. I know it sounds crazy, but I swear that it's true. As soon as you try to sleep in, that is when your neighbor will decide that it's time to redo their roof. Or your garbage company will decide that they need to pick up the garbage dumpster behind your house and it will sound like bombs are going off.
I see. So you're trying to doze off here and all of a sudden you hear... Yeah, yeah,
you should just do that, like in a megaphone outside one morning.
Just stand.
Yeah, just.
I'm gonna stand by your house.
Who is? Yeah. And it's just you, like, is it the neighbor again? I look out, and it's you in a robe with a megaphone.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
It's time to get up. Okay, 5 more minutes.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, only on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5, 7:41.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, this is actually useful.
Oh, good.
I knew of this, but I just tried it, so I know it works. If everyone can play along in the studio, can you grab your iPhones?
Yes.
Well, I was charging mine.
Hold on. You don't need to charge it.
Grab your iPhones.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Okay.
All right. Now hold it between your hands.
Hold it between my hands.
Yeah. And go mekalikahai mekahiniho.
I don't know what you just said.
No, you can just say it.
Mika, mika, licka, licka.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I just want to see you guys do something ridiculous. No, but this is honestly.
Oh, my God.
I was ready to do it.
I know, and I had to stop. Tracy was honest. She goes, I don't even know what you just. And there's Jack going, mika, licka, So I did that to my. I just wanted to see Jack do something ridiculous, but I didn't have to trick you to do that.
No.
So this is honestly, this is a quick feature that lets you discreetly call 911 if you're in trouble.
Okay,
you know the sleep awake button, which is the side button on your phone?
Yes.
And this won't call it, but if you hit it 5 times, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it'll go to a screen like that.
Oh,
where it gives you the option to medical ID, SOS emergency, slide to power off, or cancel.
I didn't
so
know that.
This is actually if, say, you're someone's in, you know, you're someone's collapsed or something like that, you can grab their iPhone, and as long as they have it set up, you hit it 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go to the medical ID, and it'll show their emergency, if they have any kind of medical conditions, their emergency contact, if they're their name, things like that, without ever having to unlock their phone.
I'll be doggone.
Huh.
So, do not say mecha lecha hi, mecha hi, okay, ho, which I stole that from the Pee Wee Herman show.
Still on the phones, if your phone is confiscated by your 13-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah.
Who takes 200 selfies a minute.
You will end up with 150 selfies on your phone.
Oh, my gosh. 150. I wasn't real far off. That's hilarious.
And then,
making various faces. My girls do that.
In fact, Tracy, I know what we're doing next time Jack leaves the studio.
Okay. Taking 153 selfies?
Yes.
Duck face. Nope. Other duck face.
As long as they're from a pole 10 feet away, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what his Band-Aid always is. I can't.
No selfies here. Thank you.
No selfies. It's a selfie-free zone.
All right.
You're looking at me. Okay, that's right. We're in the middle of life hacks. So, isn't it? Well, we were digressing. We're talking about cell phones. I totally zoned for a minute there. So, you know, don't you hate when your cheese gets moldy?
Oh, don't you? I hate that.
You know,
that.
And it happens, you know, more often than you'd like.
Yes.
But especially if you just keep your cheese wrapped in the plastic wrap you bought it in, or sometimes you know, obviously we'll put it in a sealed baggie, but there's a really simple trick to make your cheese stay fresh longer.
And?
You wrap it in wax paper, okay?
Oh.
So wax paper first, then you wrap aluminum foil around it, then put it in the baggie.
Mm. Seems like a lot of work to me.
Oh, there's three steps there.
Don't wait.
Heaven forbid. There's three steps.
For your cheese to go bad.
Wax paper, foil, baggy, Jack.
Well, here's the problem.
First
of all, then you have to have those products, which Jack doesn't have in his home.
Not only that, there's going to be no cheese left over.
Have you ever? That's my whole point. I mean, why would I go through all that
rough
trouble?
Crowd today? Rough crowd.
He's literally tried to like save food when we eat lunch, not to be look like a fool in front of people. That he waits for them to leave the break room and then goes back in the fridge. He goes, man, I thought they were never going to leave.
Oh my gosh!
All right, mine is if you have a shirt or sweater that has static cling,
okay,
put a safety pin in it. Static will instantly go away. Just like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, I don't advise putting that on your finger if you're walking around getting shocked by things.
You go.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
101.5. Sunny 101.5, 7:57. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Now, this is kind of reminiscence of my childhood. We had a drugstore in Berwyn, Illinois, Oak Park and Cermak.
Yeah.
And right down the street was a strip mall, we call them strip malls, you know, like a shopping center that's
gotcha.
Not
yeah.
a mall. It's just a bunch of outside stores.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two things that people finally got rid of. They were an artist came together and said this. People said it's an eyesore. First of all, and you can see them in the movie Wayne's World. Mm-hmm. One was the garbage monument, where literally they took trash, and this thing was huge. When you turned it, it was just garbage. There'd be like soda cans and beer bottles, and I mean, it almost like a seagull would be in heaven sitting on top of the thing, going, "What can I get in my mouth now?" Uh-huh. And the other was the car stack, they called it, and the top was a yellow Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
And it was a bunch of old cars and a giant spike put through it. And it just, there had to be, I don't know, maybe
15?
8 cars, 10 cars, maybe even 15. I don't know. Now this story really makes me think about that. Mm-hmm. And a Kansas town is fighting, because they did this in Berwyn, fighting to keep the strange monument there, greeting their visitors to their small town. It's been there for 30 years. Mm. The AP reports that it's a sawed in half orange 87 Chevy Citation.
I'm familiar with that car.
Right.
All right, that sits off of US 56 near this small town of Edgerton.
That's about what they were worth, is really.
And and on it is a giant sign that boasts divorced, she got half. It's half of a car sign there, right?
Uh-huh.
Now,
oh my gosh.
The monument was put there by Ray Braun, who is the former mayor of the town, who has a great sense of humor, never actually divorced. He's still currently married to his wife of 65 years. The car now, which is technically the property of the landowners, or the new owner, Danny O'Neill, has since fallen into despair, and despite the city of Edgerton's effort to get rid of the piece of junk, O'Neill is fighting back, saying, "This is part of that town. Everywhere you go, people, if they're going, you know, to Kansas City, they have to drive through here. They'll ask around, hey, where's that half a car? We've heard about it." Literally. So it's a huge deal.
Yeah, sure.
He's argued at every meeting, town meeting, administrative meeting, and saying, ask anyone. And ask them what they remember. Do they remember the little half car that's off of 56? He goes, everyone will bring that up sometime or another in their life. So I hope they keep it. I think it's great. I think it's hilarious.
My.
And
plus.
You had one of them?
My mom had a Citation.
You did. Did you ever ride it?
And I had to borrow it a couple times.
Okay, there you go.
And you hit the gas.
Nothing.
5 miles an hour. Okay, now I'm going to hit it. 10 miles an hour. The thing got stuck on it was some bubble gum on the ground.
Yeah, and it couldn't pull through it, huh?
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Time now for What's Wrong with Name That Tune. Jack, Steve, and Tracy will take a well-known song and change the lyrics. All you have to do is let us know what the correct lyrics are. Now, let's play What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
All right, and if you can fix this mess, more power to you. No, actually, if you can fix it, we're going to give you a nice prize package here. We're going to give you $25 worth of Johnsonville brats. That right there. And we're going to give you tickets for the South Bend Symphony Orchestra presentation of The Music Man. You know, that's featuring Tony Desserre. You're going to hear all kinds of great piano hits from Billy Joel, Elton John, Ray Charles, John Lennon. That all takes place Saturday night at the Morris Performing Arts Center. So we'll give you all those prizes, but you got to fix it. So let's mess her up, all right?
You ready?
Yes,
sounds awesome.
I'm ready. Here we go.
You got it?
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who heave her into you. But I would file 500 files, and I would file 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm glad you actually sang.
Oh, is that a little out of your range, Jack? just a little?
Just a little. A little.
Okay, 236-1015. Here we go.
9 to 5 at work.
9 to 5 at work.
Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Carrie.
Is that Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to sing the right lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We're excited about this. I'll take you up to the broken part. We'll take it from halfway through and then go right up to you, all right?
Okay,
here we go. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm going to be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I heave up, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who heave her into you. Okay, go ahead.
And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 miles.
Yeah!
Nice job.
Congratulations, you win.
All right, that's the way to do it. Yes, it was a little bit out of the range, but we got the point across.
That made it that much funnier. Oh, my God.
How did they do that? Especially early in the morning. They didn't do that recording it.
Oh, yeah, you get much better by afternoon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Join us for the Friday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Why?
It's my favorite day of the week.
There's Chick that flicks. Reason. We have a lot of brats to pass along. What's wrong with brats, huh?
Nothing,
especially from Johnsonville. Mm. We'll do that with Chick Flicks tomorrow morning.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.